There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk1071 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk1071.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become a Charmin toilet paper tester, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
Don't I already do that? Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Tom McClain.
Good morning.
And good morning to you. On this Monday, October 10th, 2022, welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to Hug a Drummer Day. Welcome to Indigenous Peoples Day. Welcome to International Stage Management Day. Welcome to Angel Food Cake Day. Welcome to Cake Decorating Day. Welcome to Handbag Day. Welcome to Hug a Kevin Day. Welcome to Kick Butt Day. Welcome to Love Your Hair Day. Welcome to Alexis's, one of her favorite days, the Metric System Day. Welcome to Online Banking Day. Welcome to Tuxedo Day. Take a Walk in a Park Day. Welcome to Native American Day. Welcome to Squid and Cuttlefish Day. Welcome to Canadian Thanksgiving. Welcome to Naval Academy Day. Welcome to World Mental Health Day. World Porridge Day. And welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Alexis Thompson, as we begin a brand new week, I ask you, how the hell is your coffee?
My coffee is brewing right now.
Oh, right now.
It sure smells really good. It's just down the hall, so yes, in the break, I'm going to grab some.
And you shall enjoy it.
But it will be delicious, yes.
It shall be delicious. That's right, Dawn. How's your tea?
My tea is great. I want to just acknowledge, since it's Hug a Drummer Day, be careful if you hug a drummer, you might be paying his bills for at least a year. So it's a thing.
Sucker.
Drummers will lure you in and then just be
then
careful,
you're
girls.
Paying his Montgomery Ward bills and his electric bill. And yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
How's your coffee, Chase?
Thank you, guys. I have not hugged a drummer, and I'm going to hug a Kevin, though. Our IT guy over here, he's a sweet guy. His name's Kevin Casey. I'm going to hug him today because IT people are the best. They really are.
Oh, yeah.
They are lifesavers, Lex. So I'm going to hug a Kevin today. So cheers, everybody. Cheers.
Where is that from?
That's a flight attendant from about 10 years ago on an American Airlines flight who, I guess it was her thing to make that noise during her welcome aboard speech. So
he'll raise the roof.
Yeah, I guess. That's right. She was very happy, Lex.
She was calling out to her porpoise family.
She was called. Yes, she was summoning the porpoise family. Lex, now the last time we saw you.
Yes.
Dawn and I regretted not volunteering to take Zen to the doctor
because
we had a horrible second chance romance.
What's right before that?
Yeah.
I was listening, driving, speeding to my house and cracking up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
fun
we
for
were
you.
Too.
It was,
yeah,
it
fun
was
for
great.
You.
I was like, yes, this was the time to leave.
He's trying to use us.
That's
she
right.
She already told him I don't like you and this is why.
Oh, boy.
She never heard of us, Dawn. Remember, she
said
that?
Yeah, she's like, I'm sorry, but I don't listen. I have no idea who you guys are. And that's fine. Like,
it
doesn't bother us. We just thought it was funny.
Yeah.
It was last-ditch effort. And just
she pulled my own favorite Mariah Carey line back on us. I don't know her.
I don't know her.
I don't know her.
Who
I don't know her.
Yeah, I was listening and laughing. And
we were too, Lex. We were too. Ooh, yeah. How's Zen, though?
He is so much better.
Good.
Yeah, it was like a three-day, four-day bug because it really kind of started on Wednesday. And yeah, no daycare, and he's feeling so much better. Still a little cough, but yeah.
Now,
thank goodness.
Now, we were worried about you, and I did text you during Friday's show.
Yeah.
Now, here's... Now, this is why we were concerned.
Oh, why?
And no, this is why we were concerned. And we get it. It was really cute. When we get on the air, and Dawn goes... If one of us said, did you see Alexis's social media? And I said, yeah. She's all up in that kid's face. She's just snuggling like the day is long. And then we just thought, oh, he's coughing in her face.
Oh, yeah.
Just all sorts of things that we're not going to talk about on morning radio.
Yeah.
But
Three.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All sorts of stuff. And it's so cuddly. I'm like, yeah, it's cute. Until he transfers those kid germs to you.
That's true. That's so about right. I wasn't feeling super hot either.
Yeah. Oh,
but
really?
But luckily, okay. It only hit me for like a day. And then by Saturday morning, I felt much better.
Oh, good. So the snuggles were worth it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I got in the crib with him again.
Whoa.
Terms of endearment. What?
No.
She's Shirley MacLaine'd it, Don.
No. He is three now.
He'll be three in November. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely crampy up in that crib with him. And I'm 5'5", so I'm kind of short. But the funny thing is, you know, he was just having such a hard time. So I was like, all right.
Yeah.
I got in there. He's in the, like, you know, on my bicep, tricep, you know, upper arm sleeping. And, you know, it's that sweaty, drooly, like, deep sleep.
Yeah.
And I passed out a little bit with him, but when I woke up, you know, I'm like, ooh, arms
get out of this
hot and sweaty.
Hot
and
trap.
My legs are all cramping because they have to be bent. And my rungs on the crib aren't big enough for my legs to fit through, so I can't just like
stick my legs out
like Shaquille O'Neal in a twin size bed, you know?
Yeah.
It was like, my legs are just cramping. So then I propped them up on the corners and just hoping, you know, that would just help. But then my arm's asleep, but you don't want to move. You know, so it wasn't very comfortable. I mean, in theory, it's very sweet. You know, I'm like, I'm snuggling with my baby.
Yeah.
Maybe in my bed it would have been different, but I just jumped in his crib and I'm like, I'm sitting there. What am I doing?
This is, what's the load bearing? No offense or anything. It's not like you're...
I
mean, you're an adult, so it's like, this is a quality crib. Your kid can get, like, adult size.
Yeah, no, I worry about that too.
Yeah.
But it seemed to be just fine. It wasn't bowing or, you know, making funky noises or anything.
And Lex, and again, let me piggyback off Dawn's. I mean nothing by this, but are we sure Zen wants you in that crib?
Yeah. He's passed out. He doesn't know what's happening.
Yeah, he was all about, I think at that point it was like, sure, you know, more the merrier. Come
on. Make me hotter.
Yeah. Sure. Oh, God, Lex.
Oh, gosh. You know, these snuggles, though, I am really soaking them in because I just, he's an active boy. He just does not want, or kid.
Yeah.
Doesn't, you know, gender, whatever. But he's just very, like, all over the place. So to finally just, like, have him there with me, it was very nice.
Oh, well, he doesn't want to hug you anymore.
Yeah.
No,
and
it's just fast.
It's going to, yeah.
Yeah, right. It's just, like, for a longer period of time where, you know, he's there. So,
yeah
it was very sweet.
So you got over it. Luckily, you felt okay on Saturday. Did you have an event this weekend?
I did. That was the other thing. You know, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes, it is.
And so we also had, at the same time, a big toy show down in Rochester.
Okay.
It was the Nerdin' Out Comic Con. And that's where my husband was. And my mom flew in, thank goodness. So I was able to go to the event and not worry. Although I had some other arrangements, but anyway, she came last minute kind of deal. So of course it's really fun to have her here. And then, went to Southern Lights. 9 to 11, Weekly Dish broadcasted live. It was Steph and Bradley. So that was pretty fun to see them. And there's a huge tent sale right now going on at Southern Lights. So if you need lighting, it goes through Saturday.
Tent sale!
Huge! And Lisa Motes, who owns Southern Lights, she's a breast cancer survivor. So every year, she raises money at Southern Lights for the American Cancer Society and making strides against breast cancer. So, this was that annual event. We had a huge silent auction, which, by the way, if you stop in before Saturday, it's still going. It's underway.
Oh.
So you can outbid me. I told Lisa, if someone outbids me, call me, because there's a few things. They have this LED lantern that also has like a radio and Wi-Fi and all of this stuff built into it that you can just put on your patio outside. And I was like, I want that. So anyway, and a few other things too, gift cards and some, I put some of my handmade items in there. Steph's book is in there. There's Megan, who works at Southern Light. She makes like really beautiful light shades.
Yeah.
She covers with fabric and stuff. So some of those are in there. Anyway, it was just really beautiful, fun day. Lots of my talkers stopped by. And also another reminder for you to get your mammogram. Schedule your mammogram if you haven't done that yet.
Yep.
Because that is how Lisa found her breast cancer. And by then it was stage 3. So, but she's, doing great. Steph is a 12-year survivor.
Yes, she is.
I did not realize it'd been that long.
And we just had another reminder of the importance with our buddy Katie Couric. Revealed her diagnosis.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yes.
That's good, Lex. Yeah, I'm glad you got feeling well enough to go.
Yeah, super good. I was much better, and I didn't feel like, we each took like 3 COVID tests because I didn't want him, if he had COVID, that would have been terrible. If I had, got it from him, and then if my mom was visiting, the worst it would be to give it to her. So luckily it wasn't that.
It to different states.
At that point,
Wisconsin.
And then I would be like, sorry, Bob, you can't come. And that would have just been like, oh man, I was already feeling just kind of about the weekend, just, with everything going on. So anyway, it was really fun and it was good to see people. So
perfect.
Yeah. Hope you guys had good weekends too.
We did. I had a really busy weekend, and I'll get into that a little bit later. Spend some time with a comedian that I happen to really enjoy, and he's been in basically 8,000 movies and TV shows, and got to see him this weekend, so we'll talk about that.
Nice.
Plus, Rick Ross is afraid of something unusual. Well, the fear is unusual, I believe. Dawn has that story more when we come back.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From like the 70s or 80s.
How about Red Lobster for lunch?
Come wake up your taste for seafood in the middle of the day. Enjoy lunch at Red Lobster. We'll serve you right away.
This isn't the old burgers and fries routine. Red Lobster's serving scampi, flounder, salads, lots of lunches, far from routine.
Everything we do is for the seafood lover in you.
Red Lobster for the seafood lover in you.
Da, da, da.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial.
Da, da, da.
We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
All new classic commercials all morning long. That is from 1979 at the height of Red Lobster's popularity, announcing their new lunch menu with servers dressed like sailors. I would have hated to have worn that uniform.
Yeah, that's real tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sign me up!
They look like they're getting ready to dance with Tom and Jerry and Esther Williams, but yeah.
Yeah.
Jason and Alexis in the Morning for this Monday, October 10th. Hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful morning. Rick Ross, Dawn.
Rick Ross, just huge record producer and, in the hip hop world, he did a little podcast thing with DJ Khaled, and they talk about snacks and things like that. It's for GQ. And he's afraid of almond milk, and I will just play this for you.
Still not up on the almond
milk. Oh, no, Ross.
Rosé still frightened.
No. Get the almond milk.
I just got up on 2% milk a couple years ago.
No. Get the almond milk.
Now y'all trying to conspiracy. And it's the question. Is it from the almond of the walnut?
What?
Is they squeezing it out of the peanut?
I don't have that answer, and I usually have every answer.
Wait, first of all, he says, is it the almond of the walnut?
Yeah.
So it's like, yes, a walnut is a different nut. And then he mentions the peanut. So we need to get him straight on what almond milk is.
Yeah, I hope that what's that big Silk is sending him a boatload.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be great.
Of options. And
he hasn't actually tried it yet, he says. But so if you don't know, if you've always wondered how you make almond milk, you can actually make it yourself if you're just, you know, super ambitious. I mean, I mm-hmm. say just go buy it, but you take blended almonds and then you put water with it and then you strain the mixture to remove the solids. Or you can take almond butter and you can add water to it and strain it. Or just buy some silk.
Yeah.
Almond butter. I mean, it has a lot of medical benefits. Of course, it's dairy-free, plant-based. You know, you're not getting that lactose if you're lactose intolerant or if you just can't have it, you know, intolerant or just can't have it at all.
Yeah.
It's better for you.
I enjoy the almond. And I enjoy the oat milk. I'm enjoying some right now.
Can I just bring you over to the cashew milk side?
I have never had the cashew milk.
Okay, 25 calories a serving.
Okay. Yeah. That's right. I forgot that you like that. We searched for it.
I love it. Yeah, it doesn't taste like super watery. You can't really taste the, like with coconut and like those blends with coconut, I can taste the coconut.
Yep, me too. I do not enjoy coconut milk.
I'm like okay with it if it's supposed to be like you can make a good stir fry with it, you know, put a little curry in there with coconut milk. But, you know, just almond milk and cashew milk is my jam.
Okay.
Nice.
I'm going to try it. Lex, do you like the cashew milk?
I haven't really tried it. I stick with the almond milk. But you have been talking about it for a while, so maybe it's...
Yeah.
For some reason, since it's 25 calories instead of 30 a serving, I'm like, I'm saving five extra calories.
I'm
not really a calorie counter, but, you know, you make your little choices here and there, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. I'm gonna try it. I'm going to finally try it. That's right. Try it with my coffee.
I wish that they had little smaller servings because you don't want to commit to a big old jug of it, do you?
No. I wish they had like the school milk size. Just give me one of those.
Yeah,
just so I can try it.
That size, can't you?
Would you say?
Yeah, I think so.
I've never seen it.
A little taster of it?
A little dab.
A little dab over with
the whipped cream or the, you know, the half and half.
The buttermilk. That's where I'd go.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Well,
the only thing that's good in is biscuits.
Yeah.
People don't do buttermilk like as a drink.
A milk. No, I hope not. It's gross.
If you do, please let us know so we can talk to you about how weird you are.
Yeah. I don't. The buttermilk is not tasty. It's only good for the bacon.
Yeah.
It's, no.
Right. It's to cook stuff.
Or I don't even like the way it kerplunks out of the gallon.
No.
Oh, I can't. It's just because it's so damn thick.
Oh, yeah.
I look at when I pour it into my flour mixture, I'm like, every time. I'm just like, this is some real thick milk here, girl. This is some nasty thick milk.
So, what about eggnog? It's not time to talk about that yet, but I love eggnog.
Too thick.
Oh, well, too you got to cut it with milk.
Oh.
You put half milk, half eggnog.
Ugh.
Too thick and too early. It's so early, I couldn't even find Amy Grant's Jingle Bells. That's how early it is.
Thank God.
I was going to try, but I think that flight attendant would like that song. That's right. When we come back, everybody, my day with Michael Rappaport when we return. Stay with us.
Graham, you will start seeing yourself losing weight. It's amazing. I'm so excited to introduce you to a new program they have. It's called the Flex Program, and it got even better. More flexibility than ever, if you can believe it. If you join right now, you're going to get 8 weeks free when you say, I heard this from Don McLean on My Talk, just call him up, 855-GO-LIVIA, or go to livia.com. You can read up a little bit about it. But basically what it is that they let you have foods that you love, fruit, pasta, even bread. And you can do these visits whenever you start the program. You can do them from your house. You don't have to go to a center, or you can, you know, go into a center. I loved going into the center because they're so nice and they know what they're talking about. You'll see results fast. They're registered dietitians and nutritionists. So give them a call about this Flex program. It's totally new. It's flexible and it works. Livia.com, 855-GO-LIVIA. Get your first 8 weeks free. And Livia was just voted Minnesota's best weight loss center for the second year in a row. You
know, when it comes...
Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk and streaming all over the place on our My Talk app. I'm Jason with Lex and Dawn. Comedian and actor Michael Rappaport was in the Twin Cities over the weekend, performing stand-up at Rick Bronson's House of Comedy at the Mall of America. And I was lucky enough to have him in studio as a guest on my talk show. And I know that not, he's not everybody's cup of tea. He's very outspoken, and that's putting it mildly. and some of the stuff that he says upsets people. Heard about that. But I got to tell you, my God, did I enjoy him. And I enjoyed him on the show. He was a guest that came to play, as we say. And he could not have been nicer off camera, because we had him for a chunk of the hour. And then I actually went to go see him. I stayed up late on a Saturday night, which was unbelievable. We went to the 9:30 show of his at the House of Comedy and laughed our butt off. My husband had never been to a comedy show ever in his life. And he's never gone to a stand-up comedy.
What are you talking about?
Colin's never gone, ever.
Oh.
Neither has my mother-in-law. So,
did she go too?
Yeah.
Oh, she probably loved it then too.
Yeah, we were going to take my mom, but she was worried about her puppy. So my mom RSVP'd a no. But so we all went and had a great time. And one of the things he talked about on the show, on the talk show, was he's a huge... Other than being an actor and Friends and Only Murders in the Building and Atypical and Prison Break, and I could go on and on. One of my favorite movies, Beautiful Girls. But one of the things he loves is fantasy football. So we talked Vikings. And then he loves Bravo. Oh, gosh, does he love Bravo. And he is a housewives expert and routinely gives his hot take on housewives. So, of course, I brought up New York. And this whole thing of... and I knew it was one of those things where you know, you just have to wind up the guest. And like a toy, you just let them go. And then you just sit back and...
Yeah, he's good for that, I'm sure. Yeah.
And it worked. Because all I had to do was mention Bravo's idea of doing a reboot and... an OG legacy show.
Yeah, what was his takes?
Well, Lex, I have it queued up. Here's Michael's.
Oh, good.
Here's Michael's very unfiltered take, including who he thinks single-handedly ruined the franchise. Well, listen.
We don't need a reboot.
No, we do not need a reboot.
When you have Sonya Morgan, when you have the Countess Luann de Lesseps, who I say her name wrong, when you have Ramona Singer, when you have Aaliyah McSweeney, those four last year made something out of nothing. You know who's responsible, and we're not going to deep dive on this.
Okay.
But you know who's responsible for blowing up New York? Ebony. Ebony is responsible for doing it. No one's going to say it, but I am Michael Rappaport. Which camera?
Right here. Michael Seven.
I'm Michael Rappaport. Ebony, you single-handedly ruined one of the great franchises in Bravo history. Sorry. And this whole idea of rebooting it, you know how hard it is at this point?
To reboot that?
And you know, I have so much to say about it, but those women right there, you talk about the big three, and, you know, they talk about big threes in basketball, big threes in sports. Ramona, the Countess.
And Sonya.
That's the real big three of New York City.
Michael Rappaport.
No! I love how into it he is. Oh, it really gets the crowd going. I bet they loved it.
Oh, they were loving it. Only one person made a little frow kind of face with the ebony revelation.
Is that the truth, guys? Because those were the forgotten years, the lost years for me. I didn't watch, so I don't know if she ruined it or not.
She absolutely did, and I know she did. Okay. She did.
And what does that mean? Like, was she just mean?
She tried to make the show like an issues-based show, and it just wasn't. You can't. That's not New York. That's not Housewives. And you try to do it, and it's not. It was bad. It was really bad. Now I would say I would add kind of like a beer chaser to what he said. It wasn't just ebony. It was the fact that they didn't add any. They had a very small cast. I mean, they didn't really replace Bethany. They did with Leah, but it was just a small. It was like four people, and they were. Kind of handicapped by the fact that they were shooting it at the height of the pandemic. So really the only place they could really go was Ramona's house. So it made the season seem very claustrophobic. Now look, Beverly Hills managed to do it. I mean, if I'm being fair, the other franchises managed their way through the pandemic, but I think it was a series of bad situations for New York. Bethany left, which left them a little hobbled. And then Dorinda left, which further hobbled the franchise. And then they tried to make it serious. They tried to make it issues. And I'm
with
like,
Ramona.
With Ramona and Ebony.
Oh, my gosh.
And she it just care. You, no, yeah. So anyway, then he, you know, he talked about the Vikings. He made an Adrian Peterson reference and the audience booed him jokingly. And he's like, fine, Fran Tarkenton. He was talking to him, and then he goes, I'm not even going to try. I'm not even going to try to make a, who the hell's our quarterback now?
Cousins.
Kirk Cousins. He goes, I'm not even going to waste my time making a Kirk Cousins reference. Oh, God, he was so funny. Oh, he just got the audience going. But he's one of those people, Lex, that we say, God bless him, he got off the set. And he took a picture with basically every producer because he was stopped on his way out. You have to, when you exit our studio, you have to walk through our newsroom. So all the producers, and I mean realistically about 10, I saw on social media, 10 of our staff all had single pictures with him. He stopped and said hello to everybody. And
he gets it. You're right.
He gets it. And his show Saturday was so funny. At House of Comedy, I've never seen a stand up. I mean, I'm a fan of his acting. I love Atypical. And
is it raunchy? Is he?
Yeah, he. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He says if you're allergic to the F word, there's no medication that will help you. I mean that.
Yeah. Does he do a lot of like play with the audience? Like, you know, maybe
a little bit.
Yeah. Talking
a little
about
bit.
Them. Okay.
He opened up just talking about how kids are raised so differently now compared to how he was raised in New York. And then, you know, this will tell you how nice he was. We were in the audience, and I'm not kidding. The show got over, I think, at 11:30, and I got an alert. At 11:32, he sent me a DM thanking me for being in the audience. So, like, top of mind. I mean, the dude... He was really, really nice and has since DM'd me to make sure that I watch his rant on Kanye. I said, okay. So,
God, what a great, and it's just makes your job so much easier.
Yes.
You know, on your talk show, you're like, you just sit back and go, oh, thank God. Oh,
yeah.
I don't have to really do a lot.
Oh, no.
I mean,
just go.
To me, he is still eternally young. Like, I think of him in True Romance, and now he's older, obviously, but I 52. Still think of him as like 20 something. I don't know what that is, but he has a lot of passion and about all kinds of subjects.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, wow, somebody who speaks their mind and doesn't dance around issues.
Well,
he
Lex,
has a podcast,
I got,
doesn't he? Or he used does. To be in radio too. Or
yeah, and he talks fantasy football.
Yeah,
and Lex, I got him going too during the commercial break because I knew that he would cuss if I mentioned this. I got him going on. We're talking Michael Rappaport, my talkers. If you just tuned in, he was on my show on Friday and went to the comedy show of his over the weekend. Lex, I mentioned Gary. I mentioned Baba Booey
from Lex.
That's
from real. That's real. Of him is real.
It's yeah. real, Lex. Because he, I mentioned him, and Jeff goes, executive producer Jeff goes, now, don't worry, Michael, we're not going to bring him up. He goes, we can bring up Gary. You mean that? And he went off. He goes, you mean Gary, that blankety blank, 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 blank? And the audience is dying laughing. And he went off. Like, he went off on him. I go, oh, God, I wish we could have aired this.
Oh, my gosh.
It was so good, Lex. So
that's
good.
That's great.
Yeah. God, he hates him. Anyway, Michael tours all over the country. He loves Minneapolis audiences. He loves Minnesota audiences.
Awesome.
So he said he's going to swing back here. So when he comes back, everybody, my talkers, go see him. It's a good show. Just
where do you do a show? Oh, Rick Bronson's.
Rick Bronson's yeah. House of Comedy. Yeah, just take your if you're allergic to cussing, take
you're
your.
Not going
to
like him.
Yeah. No. Or take your allergy pills and then head over there. When we come back, I mentioned him. Yee is in trouble. Yee is getting banned. We'll talk about that.
I
really didn't do that on purpose. Yay! Thank you.
Yeah.
Yay is in trouble.
Uh-huh.
We'll talk about that. And then the Wednesday trailer dropped. Oh, gosh.
Oh, yes!
That and more when we return.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From, like, the 70s or 80s.
I'm bored.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
All new classic commercials all morning long. That's from 1984 with James Coburn using a MasterCard seem really luxurious.
I'm bored,
MasterCard.
That's dangerous.
So, yeah. So I mentioned it. Michael Rappaport mentioned it. Ye is in trouble. He's been banned from Twitter and Instagram. I'm not going to beat around the bush. He was banned because he was anti-Semitic. I'm not even going to try to, like, I saw a news organization put in quotes. No, I mean, let's just not, come on. He went on Twitter on Saturday night and said, I'm tired. I'm paraphrasing. He's like, I'm tired. But when I wake up, I'm going like Mach 5 on Jewish people. Or I'm almost exact with that. But
oh, and then he kind of doubled down later. Didn't he say, he in response to someone that, which Jewish people told you to step up?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yes.
Like, wait a second. What is going on?
Are we talking about Jewish people?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to say, we were talking, Jeff and I were talking about it this morning, and obviously we're putting into that show too. And I just said, because someone piped in and said, well, it's, you know, he's struggling with mental illness. I said, I get that. I said, but how long, and I'm not saying it's an excuse. That's not even, I'm trying to find a word that's not excuse, but how long is it acceptable for folks to accept this type of behavior? I just, every time that he says something like this, because what happens, especially when you're using anti-Semitic language like he used, saying that Jewish folks control everything. So when people come after that statement, then it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Then the anti-Semitic person is going to go, see? They do control everything. They're trying to shut down my freedom of speech. And it's like a no-win situation in these anti-Semitic situations. And and that's exactly disgusting. What's happening. It's disgusting. That's why it's hard to pin this down.
Oh, gosh, Kanye, what's going on? I think it's all just, it's one thing for attention grabbing. And then it's also like, do you really believe this? Or is he just saying it to say it? I really wonder if there's a difference for him.
I, off the top of my head, I think he believes this.
Yeah.
I do. I don't think this is a publicity thing.
Okay.
Do you?
No, I'm legit asking the question.
Oh, no.
I think he likes attention. And okay. I think that whether it's good, bad, whatever,
yeah,
he'll say it to get that attention.
Oh, okay.
Whether he wholeheartedly believes it or if he has even thought about it.
Yeah.
You know, think about the consequences or anything that could happen. But if you were in charge of these social media networks, would you do the same thing? Would he be gone? What about Twitter now? Now he's back on Twitter and he's saying the same things.
I thought Twitter banned him too.
Yeah. Oh, did that just happen overnight?
I think no. Because
I saw his tweets and I was like, really? Now he's on Twitter.
Yeah. It's like whack-a-mole. It's like,
right, where's he going to pop up next?
Yeah.
He's going to be on that one that we... Be real.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to be real anti-Semitic right now. Front and back.
Right.
Dawn, what do you think? Do you think he really believes this stuff?
I think that he does. And... maybe he just, he's just digging in the depths of his ugliness. That's what I think it is. And he has ups and downs. You know, you can see whenever he's getting manic. This is an upswing, you know what I mean? And it's really, really sad. Yeah. His profile is still up on Twitter.
It is?
It is, yeah. The last time he tweeted was October 8th, so... I don't know what it means if you're banned. Do they just take your whole account down or do they leave it up and you just can't post?
I think that's what they do.
Are you suspended? Okay.
Yeah. They take the violation down and then whatever's left, they just kind of leave up there for a while.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the last thing he tweeted was, Iranian youth are leading a revolution against 44 years of dictatorship. The world needs to support them and honor their courage. Okay. And then the next one was, who do you think created cancel culture? Okay. Well, I know who.
Yeah, he's blaming Twitter.
Elon Musk.
Or the social media mogul. Yeah, the companies.
And then on October 8th, Elon Musk says, welcome back to Twitter, my friend.
Yeah, he retweeted that quickly. Yep.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks, Elon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Starting to double think, the excitement of maybe having him run Twitter. That might not be the best thing.
And then you have cable channels kind of propping him up and kind of, you know, way to go. It's like, oh my gosh. It's like being in a funhouse mirror. Like, is this really happening?
Way to go, Kanye, or way to go, Elon?
Way to go, Kanye.
Oh, really?
Having him on as a guest and kind of going, hey.
Seen that. Yeah.
Yeah. I have.
Oh, man.
Let's open up AOL. We paid our bill, right, Don? We got.
You got mail.
Okay. Panda writes, I don't think mental illness is an excuse for Ye to be anti-Semitic. It's just him being a jackers.
Yeah.
Sorry for the harsher than usual language, but at some point he has to be held responsible without using his mental illness as a cop-out, writes Panda on Twitter. Yeah. Hashtag what Panda said. That's exactly what, yes. And that's what I mentioned this morning to Jeff. I'm just like, it's frustrating. It's like, okay, I get it. But that shouldn't just, okay. Nothing that you said matters. That's not, I don't know how long you can push that button. How long does that go, how long does that stay into effect? Because this is pretty bad. This is pretty bad. And again, like I said.
Without taking steps to try to get better, but he probably doesn't think there's anything wrong with
him. That's part of the illness.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
So we're really just seeing this play out.
Yeah.
So I don't know if, well, gosh, again, that sounds like I'm making an excuse for him.
No, 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 no. I hear you.
It does influence people. That's what the problem is that you are, you know, you have young people looking to you as an example. I mean, even there are millions that look at him for an example. And you might think, right now, sitting in your home or driving to work, like, no way, there's no way. But it's true. It really is. Look at how well his clothing line does. Look at his albums. I mean, people, I don't know. And to have that in their head, to put that in their head, all of these negative things, it's just wrong. I see also he has a 2024 hat in a warehouse on October 7th. So he's ramping up. He's like, I'm going to run again.
It just, like I said a few minutes ago, what makes me sad and what scares me about this type of anti-Semitic language is the fact that it's really hard to pin down for folks that don't think a couple more layers down. Because again, when you make an accusation like Jewish folks control everything, and then an organization like Twitter bans him for such language, then Ye can go, see, they do control everything. And that's why it's hard to pin this stuff down. No, it's not that the Jewish folks are controlling everything. You're being held responsible for the things that you said. And there's a big difference. So, anyway. When we come back, everybody, lightening things up. Oh, a Feebulous trailer is out. I mean, Feebulous. Plus, Billy Ray Cyrus. Dawn will explain why next.
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms today.